This is the Jack Del Rio Show.
Jack Del Rio Show.
On the Jacksonville Jaguars Radio Network. The Jack Del Rio Show is sponsored in part by Carrie Limousine, Community First Credit Union, Ticket Exchange, Wachovia, Sonny's Barbecue, and by Everbank. Now, to get things started, here's the voice of the Jaguars.
The voice.
Brian Sexton.
Hey there, good evening. Welcome to a chilly night in Jacksonville for Jaguars head coach Jack Del Rio's weekly radio program. We call it the Jack Del Rio Show. We invite you to join us. Our phone number this evening, 800-355-NFL1 for those of you across our network or listening via the internet at WOKV.com. If you are local, it is simply 355-6351. And, of course, if you are part of the Twitter sphere, I still don't know the word for that. If you tweet, if you like that, if you follow things that way, you can send a tweet at Jags Voice. That's me, and I will get the question to the coach, who's not here quite yet, though we expect him very shortly for the Jack Del Rio Show this evening. Again, 355-NFL1, 800-355-6351. We'll start it out by reminding you that you can test drive the new 2011 Ford Super Duty, 2011 Ford Mustang, or the all-new Ford Fiesta only at your local Southern Ford dealers. And the head coach has just walked in sampling the fares from the folks at Sea Best Seafood. They, by the way, will be here as they are in the Pepsi Pavilion before every Jaguars home game. And they bring the same things they bring us for you to sample. So some breaded shrimp, some stuffed sole, some crab cakes, and, of course, the what's that called? Unicorn?
Unicorn file fish.
Okay. So you'll try all of those. They're in the Pepsi Pavilion on Sunday when the Jags host the Raiders. Jaguars Raiders, about 3,000 tickets left to go to get this one on TV and making good headway. That one will happen, or it should happen. We'll leave it at that. If you'd like to be here, jaguars.com, 633-2000, 1 o'clock kickoff. Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue tailgate show begins at 10 a.m. Jaguars pregame at noon Eastern time for those of you joining us on the network. Kickoff at 1. Aetna big halftime show. Then it's all followed by the Winn-Dixie postgame show and the Southern Ford Dealers scoreboard show. And time to bring in the head coach of the Jaguars. How's Tuesday been?
Busy.
Busy. Busier or the same?
Typically busy.
You're going to make me ask a lot of questions tonight, aren't you?
Yes.
Thank you. Where should I start?
Wherever you'd like, Brian. I'm gonna warm into this one.
Okay,
you have to pull me early. I'm in deep thought, game planning, grinding.
Well, why don't we start with the fact that, and I haven't found this yet, though I'm in search of it.
Okay,
that you have two teams squaring off who last Sunday each ran the ball more than 50 times for more than 250 yards. That can't happen very often. Now the Raiders have had another 50 attempt game this year against Denver, and they ran for 328.
Was that the time they scored 59 points?
Yes, exactly. And then they've had a 50-rushing attempt or 49-rushing attempt game against them when the Dolphins did it 59 times or 49 times for, 216 yards. So they've seen some rushing attempts there. But two teams, both that imposed their will a week ago. They did it on the number one defense in football. Yeah. You guys did it against the Titans, who are one of the better run defenses in football over the years, and so it would set up to be a game, a test of wills.
Well, it'll definitely be two teams that like to run it, that know they need to stop the other team from doing just that, and it will be it should be a very good football game. And it's one we have to have. So we're counting on our fans coming out and being real loud and real supportive and making it difficult for them to do any audibling at the line and make it difficult for their linemen to hear, make it hard for them to hear the quarterback's cadence and get us maybe a couple of false starts and things like that where a home crowd can really help you.
You've got Darren McFadden, who folks in these parts remember from his days at Arkansas, but haven't seen much of as an NFLer. And Michael Bush, who some people remember from his days at Louisville. McFadden has a couple hundred-yard games this year. I think Bush has one or two. I mean, they're a nice combination, and they're two big guys.
Yeah, they're
real big guys.
No, they're two big men. We've got a big offensive line. They play Khalif at tight end a lot. Khalif plays.
Really?
Yeah, they play two wides, and Khalif's a tight end that checks in. And the, most of the time, he's the tight end. I mean, he's
a... He's a touchdown catch this year, doesn't he?
He has two catches.
Okay. And one of them's...
He does actually run routes. I mean...
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they don't just put him in and block. I mean, he actually runs routes, and, you know, he's always been an athletic guy, and that's how they utilize him, kind of as an extra tight end.
All right, phone number this evening again, if you'd like to join us on the Jack Del Rio Show, is 355-NFL-1, 800-355-NFL-1, and we'll check the Twitter board there with at Jags Voice open for you and your questions and comments. Time to step aside for our first break of the evening. Before we go, we'll remind you that you can vote for your favorite MVP teacher to be the Community First Credit Union MVP Teacher of the Week. That means your teacher could win club seats to a Jaguars game. It's all part of First Down Touchdown for Teachers. And, of course, you can find all the details when you visit CommunityFirstFL.org. That's CommunityFirstFL.org for all the details. More to come with the head coach after this on the Jaguars Radio Network.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL-1 or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Well, when the Jaguars win, everyone wins at Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue. You'll get a free barbecue sandwich with your game day ticket stub on a Monday or Tuesday after the Jaguars win at Everbank Field. That's at all participating Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue restaurants in North Florida. Brian Sexton back with head coach Jack Del Rio, and the phone lines are full. Before we go there, you get a football team like yourself, red hot on the ground. Not quite as hot in terms of the last 5 weeks. You guys are averaging about 185 on the ground over the last five. They're not quite as strong as that. But your defense has only allowed one opponent to go over 100 yards rushing over the last five. Leverage and tackle, right?
Yes.
That's the key?
Yes.
Are there any players in particular that have improved, or, I mean, put some credit there for these guys, maybe the coaching job, for the way you guys have played? You had back-to-back games in which Chris Johnson got 100 and Thomas Jones got 100, and since then, people have not been able to run on you. Why is that?
I just think we're playing a little bit better, and it's across the board. You know, I think any time you're talking run defense, it starts with the big guys in the trenches, and we've got two really gifted young tackles, Terrence Knight and who's playing very well. I would think he'll get some Pro Bowl consideration. our first-round pick, Tyson Alualu, has battled through a little bit of bumps and bruises, of his rookie campaign, but he's getting healthier and stronger and playing well last few weeks. And I mean, he's played well all year, but in particular, kind of fighting through some things. So I think it starts there. And then, linebackers are more downhill, and which you need to be shedding blocks, and then leverage and tackle in the back end. It doesn't work in the back. If the back end doesn't leverage and tackle, then plays that go for 5-6 yards end up popping for big ones. And
that was the 70-yard run that Thomas Jones got in Kansas City, right? I mean, that was just one guy in the wrong spot, and bang.
One guy didn't fit well in the front, and then it didn't get leveraged well in the back end, and then bang, it's out the door.
All right.
And these guys here from Oakland,
yeah,
they've got some finishers. I mean, they've got, McFadden is a great finisher. So if you let him burst into the secondary, it's not going to be good.
You brought Michael Hamlin from your practice squad up this mm-hmm. week for safety.
Mm-hmm.
If it's true Courtney Green can't play for you this week, I mean, and obviously it would seem like a long shot, is Sean Considine able to step in and play that strong safety role? Or does Don Carey have to move around there? I mean, or is Sean the more natural replacement just in case?
Well, Sean's the one that filled in during the game. Nice. And we've got Tyrone Brackenridge and Hamlin, Don Carey.
Yeah, I know all your guys. I'm just curious.
Yeah, and we'll work through it.
Hamlin's a guy who was a pick of the Cowboys, and you've had him around here the practice squad the last couple.
We've been working with him, developing him a little bit like C.J. Mosley, who played last week when Duzable was not able to go.
Right,
and so C.J. was in a backup role, and did a solid job for us, and so. You count on guys, to step in and play. And that's, we'll count on Hamlin to get up to speed and be ready to back up and play. And Sean will step up where needed, and Don stepped in and done a nice job. So, next guy up is what you do, as a football team. This time of year, you're gonna deal with injuries. Everybody does across the league.
You've had such consistency in that secondary since the Kansas City game. You've had the same starting lineup. And I know you know, you were mixing and matching different guys in different situations with injuries early
not,
on.
Not out of pure joy, I wasn't.
No. Because of situations and injuries and things like that.
And not getting the kind of play we had to have.
Right. But so. You, over the last 6 weeks, have really had a solid, stable, same four starters, and I know that's something that's been an improvement for you.
It has been an improvement because the guys have earned the right to stay in there, and they have begun to gain a little confidence, playing a little faster, making less mistakes. And as a result, you know, this past ball game, we did not give up an explosive pass, you know, for the first time all year. So we gave up one explosive run.
Okay. Yeah, the 20-yarder. That was it?
21-yarder. And that was three guys not doing it the way it needs to be done, but it got out. And fortunately, we capped it off there, and it could have been worse. So those are the types of things, you know, when you do it well, it can look really good. And if you don't do it well, it can get ugly.
355-NFL-1. Grab our first call of the night. We'll start with, let's go with Sam, who joins us from up the road in Charleston, South Carolina. Sam, you're on with the head coach of the Jaguars. Good evening.
Yes. First of all, Coach, I would like to congratulate you on your big spotlight victory on Sunday and John Drew tremendously 186-yarder. And next I'll have a few questions for you if you don't mind.
Okay, Sam, thanks for the call. Shoot, what you got on your mind?
What's on my mind is I'm thinking that if it was up to you, do you think that Dave Garrard or Trent Edwards would be more effective in the passing game? And then if you guys are heading down a big road on your 7-5 record right now, and do you think that maybe they're being a little more safer, like when you're up on the board by a big amount of points, you just run the ball out all day on them? Like, I'm trying to say, is it a part of, like, y'all thinking category that you it would be smart not to risk an interception at this point of the year?
All right. Well,
it's a broad question.
That was a deep question, Sam. You've been doing some contemplating up there in Charleston. First of all, appreciate you calling tonight and supporting the Jaguars. We, you know, as always, you know, what we seek to do is, the things that we think are best for our football team to win the game. And we want to utilize the talents that we have. And, you know, we rode Maurice pretty hard the other day, and it was good to us, and we stayed with it. And in terms of throwing or not throwing, those are things that you're always looking at, you know, whether you want to throw, whether you want to pass. I think Dirk's done a great job with our play calling all year. I think it's been a strength of ours. I think he's done a great job of building roles for players within our system. Zach Miller's and Rashad Jennings, along with obviously Mike Thomas and Mercedes Lewis and Maurice Jones-Drew and doing some of the things that David does best and featuring those things. I think he's done a great job this year for us. So we'll continue to mix it up the best we can, Sam. And like I said, I appreciate the call and the support.
Appreciate the phone call, 355-NFL-1. Let's grab Paul down in Fruit Cove. Paul, welcome to the program. Well, Paul obviously decided to move on. 355-NFL-1. Let's go to Dan in Ponte Vedra next. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Coach Del Rio, thank you for taking the call. I've heard about the use of the other players, but I wanted to ask you about David Garrard. Seems like he is the one you're loading up on, and there's Trent Edwards standing on the sidelines, comes away with a clean uniform every time. Have you considered supplementing your players and maybe moving Trent Edwards in the game also using the halfback option where it takes some pressure off of David because now your rushers have to consider you've still got a passing game, but Trent Edwards is as good a quarterback as David is, and it also gives Trent a chance to get in the game. And also now you've got two effective running quarterbacks if need be. Okay. Have you been looking at that strategy?
Do people miss that David is the third most accurate quarterback in the game? I mean, he's 67%, tied with Tom Brady.
No, I don't know. I'm trying to answer Dan's question real quick. I mean, you kind of jumped in on me, Brian.
Yeah, no, I did. I think there's a full moon out there.
I didn't really have a chance to talk to Dan here. Dan asked me a specific question. And, sir, appreciate your call. And, no, we have not discussed ways to utilize both quarterbacks in that capacity. that is kind of outside the box, and I appreciate outside the box thinking. I think we always will take a look at different things like that. We feel like David is doing a nice job directing our offense right now, making plays with his feet, making plays with his arm, making plays with his mind, and we just want him to continue to make good plays, and we want Trent to continue like he has done. He has he's really learned our system. He's given us great looks right now against our defense, and he is on the ready and knows that he's one play away from needing to be the guy to go in there and carry this football team. So he's preparing accordingly. So we do feel good about having two very capable people, and appreciate your call, Dan.
You know, I like out-of-the-box thinking as well, but I think sometimes people call with these college-like questions and they forget that the National Football League is about the man. You don't see him putting someone in with Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger or Joe Flacco or Matt Ryan. And that was
not unless you don't really like the guy. If you like your guy, you're going to let him play.
Yeah, and this guy, and David has, well, 68%, just shy of 68% completion percentage. Second highest rated game in the league. I don't get it. So 355-NFL-1, 355-6351.
Don't go hard on my guy, Dan. He's just calling, talking to the coach.
Sometimes you have to remind people that the old days of Noah Brindise rotating in down there in Gainesville are gone. It's about the man.
Okay, what else do you have?
Yeah, a break. We'll take it in return after this on Jaguars Radio.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL-1. Or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Jaguars fans, check out the Fan Zone section of Jaguars.com and see how you can win Jaguars tickets and some great Jaguars merchandise. Just look for the list of participating Parts House car care centers. The Parts House is an official sponsor of the Jaguars, and I had callers during the break that reminded me that they're still rotating quarterbacks in Gainesville. It's the college game, not the pro game. So, just wanted to point
out. They're not rotating them in Auburn.
Yeah, well, no, no. But down there this year, they were rotating with Brantley.
They're not rotating them at Stanford right now.
Yeah, well, again, you got the man. You go with the man until the man shows up.
I understand.
355-NFL-1. Rick is in Mandarin with a thought on the running game. Save us from quarterback questions. Rick, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Personally, I think Dave's doing great, by the way, on a side note.
Yeah,
anyway, I was wondering if you or Joe's Drew has a particular side they like to run off the line, and the same question goes with Jennings, or is that pretty much a opponent-specific call on your part?
Yeah, I think it varies on the opponent. I think we've run, you know, really left and right fairly effective this year. I thought in the game the other day we ran around our right side, their left side, quite a bit. I think Babin was over there, and Babin is the
he did that toss sweep a lot.
He's more of a pass rusher, so we wanted to make him defend the run and
wear him out a little bit.
Yeah, just make sure that he had to play big boy ball before he got after the quarterback. He likes to rush the quarterback. He's had a good year.
Yeah, he had 9 sacks going into the game.
He did. So he's done a nice job, but. So I know in that particular ball game, we did go a little bit more to our right, but I think we've been pretty balanced on the year.
Well, and the thing that Maurice pointed out after the game was that with Vinny back in there pulling now on the fourth down on the opening drive, Vinny pulls and knocks someone off of Rashad, and he was able to spin back to the inside and go right to the touchdown.
Yes.
So when you got a guy like Vinny, I mean, you can run behind him or you can pull him.
That's right.
Gives you a lot of flexibility. And, boy, is he playing well.
He is playing well right now, and that helps it. That helps it all work. I think, you know, the guy that's really had a really solid year for us is Brad Meester. And I'll tell you one thing. You know, we can talk about how good Brad's done and Uche and our offensive line and all that. They're going to get a test this week.
Yeah.
Those Oakland Raiders, those defensive tackles now, they've got a couple really gifted guys inside that clog up the middle and eat up blocks and they spit out running backs, and we're gonna have to make sure that we get our hats on those guys and keep them slowed down.
Well, and while we're talking about guys who are playing well, Greg Jones enjoyed a big game on Sunday, and Mercedes was obviously strong, but Greg in particular, it seemed like he was crushing people.
He continues to be a real man out there for us. I mean, does a lot of the heavy lifting, a lot of the dirty work. He is a strong guy. He is a proud guy. He understands. You know, this is the time of year when we need him at his best, and he's giving it to us.
355-NFL-1. One more call. Let's grab Joe in Green Cove Springs. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Evening, Joe.
Hey, Coach. We were in a similar position last year, and we kind of let it slip away. So I think it's time to dig down, get Mad Dog mean, fight tooth and nail, and kick the door down and take the division.
I'm with you, Joe. I like the way you're talking. What else you got on your mind?
I like the way you guys are incorporating Zach Miller more. It seems like they just can't concentrate on Mercedes Lewis. And so when we work him in the game, it gives us like a double threat option. And I love that.
Well, there's no question about it. Let me just touch on a couple things. First off, getting Zach involved. I mean, I talked a little bit earlier about the job that Dirk and the offensive staff, Rob Borsch, our new tight ends coach, and the job that they've done bringing along a guy like Zach Miller. Bringing along a guy like, we call him Harry Potter, Zach Potter. You know, the third tight end who's really turned into a guy that we can count on to help us block. You know, it was just Mercedes early in the year, and he's developing a little bit and giving us a little something in our run game as well. So those guys have developed. That's a tribute to their hard work and the coaches that are working with them, and it's a combination, and they're doing a nice job for us. So that's all good stuff. I mean, that's what we're about. I think when you look at us as a football team, it's a real popular question right now. Same record as last year. Well, last year was the beginning of a rebuild. We didn't really say it that way. We kind of talked about reset, and we used a lot of re's. Tried not to use the word rebuild because I never want to concede anything. We jumped out to 7-5, an overachieving 7-5. We had 33 young guys, about 15 of them playing almost every down. And we weren't good enough at the end. We got beat. And went into the offseason with resolve. We're really in year two of a total gutting of this football team. We purged this roster. And so now a lot of those young guys we invested in last year are getting seasoned. Guys like Mike Thomas, guys like Zach Miller, guys like Rashad Jennings, guys like Eugene Monroe, those guys, Terrence Knighton, Derek Cox. Those guys were rookies last year. They're now a little more seasoned. They understand what
it
takes.
Good foundation.
Yeah, it's a great foundation. So that's why we're excited about where we're headed right now, because this is the beginning of an upswing. This football team is going to get better and better, and we're getting better right now during the course of this year. And so we just want to, you know, as I told our team last year, be purposeful but be loose. Not a time to get up tight. It's a time to put the hammer down and do it with all the gusto you have. And I think, Joe, what did Joe say? Something about Mad Dog mean?
I just want to give a quick story.
We want to be purposeful. We want to be, go out there and be men and go after people.
On Sunday, standing in line to go through TSA in that airplane hangar at the airport in Nashville, Mercedes Lewis came and grabbed me and said, "You know we're not the same 7-5 team from a year ago." I didn't ask him. I wasn't even having a conversation with him.
Right.
He wanted the point to be known to everybody that that was a different group. And that, to me, showed just how different a group you have.
It's a completely different group. And you know what? People talk about it until you do something about it. Yeah. So here we are.
You can do something about it.
That's just the way of the world, okay? They're gonna pick at your scabs. They're going to, whatever it is that bothers you the most, you're going to hear about it until you put it to rest. And that's what we have to do.
Opportunity Sunday. All right, folks. We take a break. Come back. More with head coach Jack Del Rio after this quick timeout on the Jaguars Radio Network.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
All right, rolling right along. Phone lines are lit up. Jaguars and Raiders on Sunday. And we'll start with John in Brooklyn, New York. Hello, John. Welcome to the program.
How you doing? Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Hey, John. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. Great game Sunday, Jack. You know, we ran the ball well, and I think the team's been playing very well. And I just have a question. How are you going to prepare your guys to not be overly confident, you know, since we're leading the division now, and look past an Oakland team when we have a big matchup the week after with Indianapolis? And keep it up, Jack. You might win Coach of the Year if your team keeps playing this way. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you calling. That voice sounds familiar. I think we're getting your calls. And
New York.
I appreciate that, John. Thanks for the support. That's a great question because there is no chance in the world that this football team, our football team, can look at the tape of the Raiders dismantling the San Diego Chargers, the very team that dismantled us out in San Diego.
They beat them twice this year.
They beat them twice, and we got crushed by them. So I mean, this is a good football team that's got a strong running game like we do. They've got They've got some weapons. They've got some speed at receiver. They've got a lot of things that will get your attention. And when you start putting on the tape, you start seeing it. When you see it happen against an opponent that handled you earlier in the year twice, that gets your attention. And so, no, there'll be no problem with us, you know, really understanding this is going to be a heck of a challenge. We need to continue to improve as a football team. It really isn't about the Raiders. It's not about the Titans. It's not about whatever team we're playing. It is about us and us continuing to keep the pedal down and keep improving. We are a football team that needs to get better. And that point is understood in our locker rooms, understood in our coaching staff. We've got a long ways to go yet, and we don't have a lot of time to get there. So there's a great deal of urgency in our building in terms of continuing to grind it and continue to work to get better, because we know we're not anywhere near where we need to be. And we've got a short time to try and get there.
You're in first place in December with four games to play. And the scenario works like this. If you win, and you know this, you win out or you keep winning, you win the division title. Now, that to me seems like a Formula 4 focus for your team.
Well, there's only one thing to do.
Win.
It's the same thing it was when we started this whole thing. And that is to focus on your preparation. Understand the matchup problems that you have. Do all that you can to avoid them. Understand the schematic issues that you have with what they do and what they like to do, and understand how you're going to attack that. And put all your work and all your energy into preparing yourself to be physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually ready to roll on Sunday. And that's what our job is, and that's what we're going to do.
355-NFL-1, 355-6351. You know what? We're due for a break. We've got Trey and John and Thomas all hanging on the line. Guys, stay with us. When we return, we will get right to you. And, folks, this Sunday you can go to Teal Town 3 hours prior to every Jaguars home game. It's open. Live bands, a huge LED screen, interactive games, football drills, $2 draft beers, admission free. You don't even need a game ticket. Teal Town's just south of the Pepsi Plaza here at Everbank Field. More to come. Jack Del Rio is here on the Jack Del Rio Show on Jaguars Radio.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL-1 or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Hey, this Christmas season, if you're looking for department store style but discount prices, look no further than your neighborhood Stein Mart. 6 Jacksonville locations, Stein Mart, more fashion, less price. As promised, back to the phone lines we go, and Thomas joins us from the south side of Jacksonville. Hello, Thomas. Welcome. You're on with the head coach.
Good afternoon, Coach. I just wanted to drive home the point. I mean, I was so excited when you picked Alualu instead of Tim Tebow earlier on in the year, and nobody understood that, and I saw it. I saw exactly what you were doing, and I just want to congratulate you, because now we're 7-5, and Denver's unraveling.
Well, thanks for the call, Thomas. I think it's great that we have Tyson here. You know, obviously Tim had a successful college career, and we wish him the very best. And you know, the thing about the draft is, you know, you select a young man, and then you kind of have to wait a little bit, and then next time, you know, 32 teams get a crack at, and then you try it again. And so it's a little different than recruiting for a university. But you know, in our draft, you know, we trust the grades. I think I have to credit Gene Smith and his staff and all the work that they've done, because the last two drafts they've really brought us quality people that are good players. They're good kids in the locker room. They're good in the community, and they're productive football players for us. And Tyson's a great example of it. You know, when you take a guy that plugs in, starts, and he's going to be doing that for the next 10 years, and you did a good job. And that's what we got in Tyson Alualu. He's a tough guy. He's got a great motor.
He's relentless.
He has played well this year, and his best football is in front of us, and we're excited about having him. So I appreciate the fact that you gave me a reason to say, hey, I like Tyson. I like what he's done this year, and just want him to keep it up.
Appreciate the phone call, Thomas. 355-NFL-1. Let's grab Trey, who joins us from the south side. Trey, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Coach, I just wanted to let you know this is the most enjoyable season I've had so far as a Jaguar, season ticket holder, and look for many more games. My question was, build off the last caller, was about the defense. These are a lot of young guys, and earlier in the year it seemed like we were having trouble playing with other teams, and it seems like last few weeks we've played a lot better defense. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. These guys, you know, the longer they're playing together, are they actually playing better, or is it more of our offense keeping the other team off the field? What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, appreciate the call, Trey. It's really a combination of things. I think we are playing much better defensively. We have dramatically limited the number of explosive runs and explosive passes that we've allowed defensively. We're playing better. We're getting off the field on third down, you know, better. We have not turned the football over on people as much as I'd like to. I mean, we'd like to get create a few more turnovers, but we have been solid, and we're giving ourselves a chance now as a football team to do good things. And, you know, defensively, when you stop people and give the ball back to your offense, offensively, if you get things going, then it becomes a complementary brand of football, and that's what we're looking for.
Well, the turnovers that you do have over the last month, I think you've got four takeaways, have been timely. You know, both of them last week, the one that Cox made there at 7-0, they're trying to get something going. He steps right in there and sets up your second touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
The last one, obviously, the tip ball. Forget who got that. Why can't Darryl Smith tipped it.
Middleton.
Yeah, and William Middleton came down with it. Again, sealed the win. The fumble that was forced here that Considine got in the end zone, so you're getting them when you need them.
Oh, yeah.
For a large degree.
It's not that we haven't had any.
You just need more.
They come in bunches, and we'd like to get a bunch of them. So we're just
keeping. That's what I say.
You know how it goes. Yeah. You know, I think, as a coach, you're always pushing for more. I mean, what I covet, I make no secret about it. I like shutouts.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a defensive guy, you like to get shutouts. And we've had some opportunities. It could have been better and maybe should have, you know, and those are things you either get them or you don't. And you've got to play great defense to get shutouts in this league. And we just haven't been close enough to get that done, or haven't been good enough to get that done, but we are working on it.
Give you one number that I saw today as I was working on your team for Sunday. Your defense in the red zone, in the last 10 red zone stands,
mm-hmm.
have held the opponent to 7 field goals and only given up 3 touchdowns. That has to be an area that you're proud of, happy with.
That's solid, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd probably be mad at each and every one of those touchdowns.
Okay. I'm getting that sense right now.
Yeah.
And we don't even have the film. 355 NFL 1. Let's break. More to come with the head coach of the Jaguars, Jack Del Rio, after this on the Jaguars Radio Network.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355 NFL 1 or 1-800-355 NFL 1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Rolling right along here on the Jack Del Rio Show. Hey, season ticket holders, use your Jaguars rewards card when you purchase at least 10 gallons of Gate gasoline. You'll get $2 in Jag Bucks back. For details, check out Jaguars.com. 355-NFL-1. Let's head to Central Illinois. We don't get many calls from there. Grant joins us. Hello, Grant.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Coach, I just wanted to... Oh, first of all, great job this year. I just wanted to talk about the play of basically the whole team. I think the offense is really balanced this year, which is awesome, and I think our run defense has been doing really well. I know our pass defense has been a subject, kind of. It's been, you know, a lot of scrutiny, but I think we've been playing really well. I just want to talk about the play of the safeties, Don Carey and then Courtney Green before he got hurt. I thought they've been tackling really well, and I just want to hear your input on that. So I'll just take your answer off the air. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the call, Grant. No, that is something that is an area we definitely made a positive step forward in tackling with our safeties. I mean, I think Courtney Green is a very good tackler. He's a strong tackler in the box. He put a great tackle on a really good football player. Andre Johnson was coming across the middle on a drag route, and Courtney came up and planted him right there and stopped him short of the first down. And it took a strong tackle to get it done. So those are the types of things that he brings and will bring when he comes back. And Don Carey is a former corner, but he's got some physicality to him. I mean, he is a stronger guy. He's got some range, and he's done a nice job. And so I think those two guys, you know, coming in, settling things down a little bit, growing. They weren't perfect. They're still not perfect, but they've improved. They're not making the same mistakes. They're gaining confidence, and it's really helped solidify our defense.
Appreciate the phone call. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Let's grab Rob across the river in Orange Park. Rob, you're on with the head coach. Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Brian. Coach, I wanted to ask you, it's a little bit off subject, but with regards to DeAnthony Smith, your third round pick this year on injured reserve, and when the doctors give him clearance, does Coach Richardson get a hold of him? And I'm really interested in how it works with a young player on injured reserve. And it'll almost be like next fall, an extra draft pick, but already being coached up if he's in the room with Coach Cullen right now. And knowing your system and not having to learn on the fly, but really in his first year, and how that would go. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you got it, Rob. Thanks for the call. Yeah, DeAnthony is here and is rehabbing, is working with Luke Richardson. He is a young player. It will be like getting another draft pick next year. I mean, we were really excited about having him. He's very similar to Tyson. He's explosive. I mean, this guy's an explosive football player. He would definitely be helping impact our pass rush from the interior right now. We look forward to getting him back. He's going to be a good player here. And the injury he had, if you're going to have one that affects the Achilles, the part of the Achilles that was ruptured, it was the best part. If that makes sense,
sure. Which means you have a chance to get him back and have him be explosive.
Yeah, he should regain his explosiveness, and everything's gone well. The rehab's going well. His strengthening is going well, and he's around all the time. So get a chance to see him, and he continues to stay up to date with what we're doing and things like that. So. It will be great to get him back next year.
We got to have a break, and when we come back, we will be out of time. So we will see you later in the week. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. Segment. Jaguars this week, or pardon me, the Jack Del Rio Show after this on Jaguars Radio.